the Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. During this Lenten season, millions of you homemakers are whipping up tasty meatless dishes like tuna fish casserole, for instance. And here's where Reynolds Wrap, the original and genuine pure aluminum foil, really shines. Line your casserole so it stays clean with Reynolds Wrap. Press it down to fit smoothly inside the dish, with the edges sticking up to keep the food from bubbling over. Now for the recipe. Combine a can of tuna with a can of cream of mushroom soup and 1/3 cup milk. Pour into the foil-lined casserole, sprinkle the top with breadcrumbs, and bake for 20 minutes in a moderately hot oven until brown. Here's real hearty eating for 4 hungry people. And remember, Reynolds Wrap will save you scouring that casserole. And whatever's left over, you just cover by folding over the foil liner and store away. Get an extra supply of Reynolds Wrap for Lent in standard and jumbo economy rolls and the new heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap half a yard wide. Made by the Reynolds Metals Company, world's largest producers of aluminum foil. That's the McGee family car coming down 14th Street. The lady in the front seat is a Mrs. Dennison. And the lady driving the car is a Mrs. McGee, a Fibber McGee and Molly.
And I hate driving in this traffic, Angelica, although McGee always says...
Oh, I think your driving is fine, Molly. What's the stoplight, dear?
Stoplight where?
Never mind, we passed it. It was green, anyhow.
Oh. Oh, look at that big truck. What does he think he's doing?
He wants to go so slow. Why doesn't he straddle the white line like we do?
Them drivers, they're so infuriating. Do we turn left here to get to your house, Angelica?
Yes, but there's no left turn allowed on this corner, so do it fast.
I must tell McGee to get those tires oiled. They're beginning to squeal so badly, and he hates to have anything.
Oh, what on earth was that noise?
Search me. Sounded like something fell off the car. Some little part, like maybe the back seat.
Maybe we better get out and look.
Oh, I think we have.
My.
Well. Heavenly days. What's that thing?
Oh, my. I don't know anything about automobiles, Molly. As long as I have a good loud horn and a courtesy card from the chief of police, that's all I need.
Well, I'd better take the thing home and let McGee put it back on, I guess.
Well, come on.
Heave ho, girl!
Oh!
Just as soon as Mrs. Dennison and I boosted the thing into the back seat, I hurried right home for you to look at it, dearie.
Good work, kiddo, good work. Probably just some little gadget off the crankcase or something.
I don't know how we two girls managed to get it into the car, McGee.
Yeah?
It was heavier than a Hungarian dinner.
Well, leave the old master have a look at it. My gosh, is that it?
That's it.
Wow, it looks like the flywheel.
Wow. Thank goodness it was something we don't need for a while.
Huh?
The flies won't be really bad for another couple of months.
Now, I better wrestle it out of there and see what it fits onto. Stand back, Christy. If that thing falls on your toes, you'll have to learn to walk on your hands. Wow, is that baby heavy?
What is it? One of the spark plugs? Or a piston bracelet?
Piston ring. I don't know what it it is yet, but I'd better get it put back on anyhow.
All right, sweetheart. I've got to go in and call Mrs. Dennison.
Call Mrs. Dennison? My gosh, you just left her 10 minutes ago.
I know, but we were so busy talking, there were a lot of things I forgot to tell her. I'll be back out in just a few minutes.
Okay, baby. Oh, there goes a good kid. But not much of a mechanic. She thinks a hose connection is a garter buckle. Yep, as soon as I get into my coveralls, I'll fix this thing.
Mister.
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi. How's everything with you, sis? Okay?
Oh, sure, Master.
I bet you I know why you came over here. You want to con me into telling you a story. Okay, what kind of story do you want to hear?
Do you know any stories about birdsong, do you, huh?
Why, you like birds?
Thank you. I love birds, I bet you. Mm-hmm. I think birds are the prettiest things that fly, except my cousin Charlene.
Your cousin Charlene?
Yes. She's a hostess on an airline.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She is, eh?
Sure. She's one of the... Hmm?
I said she is, eh?
Your father.
An airline hostess.
Who is?
Your cousin Charlene.
I know it. Oh, but I do love birds, too, I bet you.
Well, now, let me see. You ever hear the story about how the little cuckoo made good? It's a success story.
Oh, gee. I love success stories, I bet you. Tell me, please.
Okay. Well, sir, once upon a time, a bunch of birds got together in a big woods and decided to form a glee club.
Oh, glee, a glee club.
Huh?
I mean, oh, gee, a glee club.
Yeah. Yes, sir, they were all there. The robins and the larks and the bluebirds and the crows.
Hey, crows can't sing good, I bet you.
Sis, you're old enough now to know that when any bunch of people or birds get together to sing, there's always a few crows who don't know they can't sing, and you just got to be patient with them.
Okay, go on, mister. Go on.
Right away, the woodpecker called the meeting to order. Knock, knock.
That was using the old head, wasn't it?
I'll do the joke, sir. Well, sir, after the meeting was called to order, the woodpecker turned to a little redbird sitting next to him and he says, "Cardinal, will you give the benediction?" Then up come the question of nomination. Right away, the crow says, "I want to be president." The owl says, "Who?" And the crow says, "Me." And the robin says, "Why?" And the crow says, "Cause." And all the swallows kind of gulped, and the crow got elected.
But you, how did the little cuckoo make good, mister? How did he?
That's the crux of the whole story.
Oh, good. Go on.
Okay. They were twittering around about who could be the different officers, and the little cuckoo piped up. "I want to be secretary," he said. And all the other birds laughed fit to bust because little cuckoo was kind of a silly-looking little bird, and they laughed and they laughed and they laughed. Until the little cuckoo flew away into the deep woods, his little heart almost busted.
If I'd have been a bird, I bet you, I'd have elected him secretary, I bet you.
Well, I sure he would.
Mm-hmm.
But these other birds didn't realize how loyal and faithful and hardworking a cuckoo could be. Well, sir, as the little cuckoo sat there in the tree weeping, the fairy godmother of the forest come along and says, "Now, don't cry, little bird.
Aww.
I'm going to make you a secretary for the whole world."
Aww.
And she touched him with her fairy wand.
Oh, boy. But
why... That's why, sis, every hour of the day, you'll find the loyal, hardworking, faithful little cuckoo, secretary to the world, presenting the minutes of the last meeting.
Billy Mills for the orchestra and Caravan. Thank you.
Pretty good, kiddo. Almost got the crankcase took off in it.
Good for you. I'm glad one of us has a mechanical mind.
Well, it kind of runs in my family, Tootsie. All us McGees were mechanical genius.
Really?
My father was only 3 years old when he started working on a motor-driven baby buggy.
Heavenly days. Yeah. Only 3 years old. Did he get it perfected?
Oh, yeah. It worked wonderful. But he never used it.
Why not?
Because by that time he was 22 years old and looked kind of silly riding in a baby buggy. Hand me that monkey wrench, will you? I want a monkey with this crankshaft.
Well, hello, Mrs.
Oh, hello, Ollie.
Oh, hi, Ollie.
Yeah, who's saying hi, Ollie?
It's McGee, Ollie. He's under the car.
Oh, hello, McGee. I see foot sticking out, but I didn't recognize the heels. What are you doing under there, McGee? Or is one excuse for lying down someplace as good as an order, huh?
Well, he's working, Ollie. I was downtown today, and something fell off the car, and McGee is putting it back.
No, the same thing happened to me last week, Mrs. Something fell off my car on Oak Street.
Yeah, what was it, Ollie? The flywheel?
No, it was my littlest kid, Lars.
Oh.
He was snitching the ride on the bumper, then they hit a bump, and you bumped loose from the bumper.
Heavenly days, he must have been pretty well banged up.
Not until his mama see he wasn't hurt, then she bang him up good.
How is your wife, Ollie? Well, I hope.
Well, I hope so too, McGee. I'm just looking her downtown to watch the fishing to get new glasses.
Oh, I don't think you mean an obstetrician, Ollie.
An obstetrician is a guy that's 80 years old.
Oh. No, dearie, that's an octogenarian. What Ollie meant was an optometrist.
Sure, a fella that always looks on the cheerful side of everything. Our obstetrician is like that.
You're wrong again, Ollie. You're thinking of an optician.
Yes, Ollie, an obstetrician is a baby doctor.
Hey, now you're wrong, Mrs. Our obstetrician is no baby doctor. He's 65 years of old.
No, she means that you go to an obstetrician when you're expecting an addition to the family.
Sure, that's why she has eyes examined by obstetrician.
Huh?
She gets some dark glasses so she don't get so much sun. It's daughter we want this time. That's what it is.
Come on, Ollie.
Well, McGee, what'd you do with the big piece that fell off the car?
I got it under here with me, kiddo, so I can match it up with whatever place it fell off of. I think if I can get this little bolt here loosened, I can...
What's that? McGee, what are you doing?
I'm drowning. I struck oil. It's coming down right in my face.
Oh, my.
Hand me that bunch of waste.
All right. My goodness. Look at your face. I haven't seen such an oily-looking character since you introduced me to the man with the diamond stick pin who sold you the half interest in the emerald mine for $30 and took your wristwatch for security.
Yeah, I sure took that flicker, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah, that wristwatch was only worth $19.50. Just goes to show that a fella's up and alert and... Oh, hi, Junior.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, Molly. Hello, pal. If that's you with the greasy face.
Yeah, it's me, okay. Hey, do you know anything about internal combustible motors?
I know all about them, pal.
Oh?
I drove a Reynolds aluminum truck for years. A big 15-wheel baby.
15 wheels?
Sure.
Don't you mean 14 or 16, Mr. Wilcox? They don't have an odd number, do they?
Sure. The odd one is to steer with.
Oh.
A How did you ever get promoted to salesman, kid?
Well, I was driving along one foggy night with a load of Reynolds Lifetime aluminum nails when a bird flew through the windshield and knocked me cold.
Did you get his name?
When I came to, I saw it was a carrier pigeon with a message on his leg.
Ooh.
It said, "Help, I'm being held by gangsters in the old mill." Signed, the Reynolds Aluminum Sales Manager.
Of all the phony, corny, bucolic...
Well, sir, I had no gun, so I grabbed the keg of Reynolds Aluminum Nails.
Yeah?
Rushed out to the old mill,
yes.
Knocked at the door, and when the gangsters opened it, I wound up with the keg of nails and knocked them cold.
Well, that's one way to deliver the goods.
Yep. Sales manager said anybody who was as handy with a bitch as I was ought to be a salesman.
Personally, I think you're a better truck driver myself. You're as heavy-footed as you're heavy-handed.
And believe me, I like being a salesman.
You said...
There's a lot of satisfaction in telling people about all the important points of aluminum nails.
Well, the point's just one end, though. The other end is flat, so you
can put a hand. First. Reynolds Lifetime aluminum nails are rust-proof.
Mm-hmm.
They won't rust away.
Mm-hmm.
Second, they can't stain. They never leave rusty streaks on the outside of your house.
Yeah, but how about the inside of your house? Can you drive them all the way through and hang pictures on them? I like a good long nail if you can hang a picture.
Third, compared to ordinary nails, you get nearly three times as many aluminum nails per pound.
Fourth is where I wish you'd go. Go forth and sell somebody else nails, and then you get that power.
But wait a minute. This is a fascinating subject.
That's what you
for any exposed use with wood or composition materials, Reynolds Lifetime aluminum nails give you better and longer-lasting service.
With longer nails.
Of course, if you're putting up...
Hey. Look, Loomy.
Yes, pal.
Look, Mr. Wilcox, just between us and off the record.
How did you really get a job as a Reynolds salesman?
Mr. Reynolds is my cousin. See you later, kid.
Get to work, dearie. Maybe you can get that odd part back in place before dark.
I think I got it figured out now, kiddo. If I can just loosen the pan on the hydrochloric drive, it'll slip the fan belt off the generator, you see. That'll give me a little more play in the differential.
You haven't got time to play in the differential. You just keep on working there. By the way, what's that little windmill for in front there?
That's the fan, Tuffy.
What does it do?
Pulls bugs into the radiator. If it wasn't for that little gadget, the whole countryside would be infested with gnats and beetles and stuff. Purifies the air. Now let me see.
I beg your pardon, sir. I'm working my way through college and I'm selling subscriptions.
Go away, bud. Go away. I'm busy.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I presume, are Mrs. Busy?
No, I'm not.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Knott? Allow me to introduce myself. I am Leavenworth P. Eaton. I'm working my way through college.
Look, sir, can you come back some other time? Mr. McGee is engaged.
Oh, isn't that nice? And who is Mr. McGee?
I'm Mr. McGee.
I thought you were busy.
I am busy.
When I was talking to Mrs. Knott here, she said that...
Please, Mr. Eaton, I am not Mrs. Knott.
She's my wife.
Well, if you already have a wife, how can you be engaged?
He nearly meant he was engaged in fixing this automobile. Is that clear?
Quite clear, Mrs. Busy.
That's right, she ain't Mrs. Busy. She's Mrs. McGee.
And who is not?
Who is not what?
Mrs. Knott. I told you a minute ago.
Now, wait a minute. Straighten this guy out, will you, Molly?
I have to. Hand me that big wrench there.
No. I mean, clear things up for him.
Oh, all right. Now then, Mr.
He's Eaton.
No, I'm just chewing gum, Mrs. McGee.
Now then, Mr. Eaton, I am Mrs. McGee. This man here is Mr. McGee, my husband.
Yeah.
And you're Mr. Eaton. Have you got that down, Pat?
The lady is speaking to you, Pat.
Well, I was... Doggone it, I am not Pat. I'm McGee. Now, you listen here, bud. Whatever you're selling, we don't...
A magazine, sir. What magazine can I...
Look, Mr. Eaton.
Thank you, Mrs. Busy. Look is a fine magazine. Would you like it for 1 year or 3 years? You'll notice this pretty girl on the cover.
Cut it out, will you?
I'll be glad to, sir, if you'll hand me those shears. It'll make a beautiful pin-up for your garage.
Now, just a minute, please. This thing is getting out of hand. We don't have time.
You don't have time? Well, I'll start your subscription right away, and thank you very much. 1 year or two?
Neither one. And hey, Buck.
Sir?
Do you like life?
Oh, I love life.
Well, then get out of here while you still got it. Go on.
Very well, sir, and thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Busy.
King's Men and it's deductible.
Oh, the biggest complaint wherever we go is taxes, taxes, taxes. Nobody wants to work anymore because of all the taxes. Income taxes. This is the kind of thinking that could easily be destructible. Haven't you learned the more you make, the more there is deductible? It's deductible. It's deductible.
A man should make a phone call from Jersey to the coast. It used to be expensive, but today you'll hear him boast.
It's deductible. It's deductible.
It used to be at 20, a man could come alive. But now you don't start living till you're over 65.
Crazy world, crazy times. Love that world.
What's the difference if nothing rhymes?
It's irrational. But it's national.
If you decide to
take that ride and be a bride and groom, at a groom, deductible.
We are all interested in redemption. How do you get your maximum exemption?
The dependent must be one of the following: grandfather, grandmother, nephew, niece, uncle, aunt, father-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, stepson, stepdaughter, stepfather, stepmother, stepbrother, stepsister. I'm telling you, mister, they're deductible. They're deductible. If you're the boss, then you can toss it off as loss or gain. Why complain? Deductible, including offspring. Have all you want, they're deductible.
The answer yet, McGee? Know where the part goes?
I'm still looking, kiddo. I've tried it in three different places, but it don't seem to fit any place. But I'll find it. As soon as I get these last three bolts unloosened and get the flywheel housing opened up. Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, daughter. Hey, Johnny. What you taking the car? A part?
Nope, one of the pieces fell off downtown, old-timer, and I'm trying to find out where it dropped off in it.
Well, personally, kids, I was never much of a hand for machinery myself.
No?
I was a more sensitive type. An artistic boy.
Oh.
Poetic. Wrote my first poetry in kindergarten.
Was it published?
No, there was only one copy, Johnny. On the side wall of Hoover Stratton's barn.
Oh.
It says, "It's time you fellows knew the fact. Nancy's pants are flower sacks." I had a postcard from her just the other day. From The Hague in Holland. She's a duchess now.
Oh? Married a duke?
No, married a Dutchman. Lives in Rotterdam.
I thought she sent the postcard from The Hague.
She did, Johnny. Too nice a girl to write Rotterdam on a postcard.
Oh.
Well, I got a date this afternoon, kids. I'm taking my girl Bessie to the Opera House. We got two good seats in the balcony.
The Opera House? There's nothing playing there today. The Opera House is dark this week.
Who's complaining, daughter? Well, come on, Johnny.
Come on. Let me see. It won't be long now. As soon as I get this last bolt loose, I can get at the inside of the hole.
Oh. Oh.
Good heavens.
Hmm.
You certainly got a big chunk off that time. What do you call that?
We call that the motor. Now, let me see. The flywheel ought to go in here somewhere. No, that can't be right.
Why can't it?
There's a flywheel already in it. I think the car's got two flywheels. Well, this is a pretty old model.
There you are, McGee. Well, having an accident, I see.
Huh? Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
What's your license number, McGee?
986W5, why?
986W5. Well, that checks with my information.
Hmm?
One of our traffic officers took your license number downtown this morning, McGee.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah? Well, you tell them ticket-happy hooligans of yours that they got nothing on me, boy. I wasn't even out in my car this morning, so,
No, but Molly was.
Hmm?
Molly, do you remember doing anything wrong this morning?
Well, my goodness, Mr. Mayor, if you're referring to that little bitty left turn I made on 14th Street, where the sign said no left turn, I wouldn't have done it, only I had to take Mrs. Dennison home, and how does the city know where she lives when I'm driving the...
No. That was not what I meant.
What did I do wrong?
You ran over a piece of city property, stopped your car, picked it up, and drove away with it.
What?
It's lying right there under your car, McGee.
Huh?
Give us back our manhole cover.
Manhole cover?
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Here's important news for every homeowner now facing the expense of another patch and paint job. And for every home builder wise enough to cut maintenance costs at the start. It's a special aluminum siding that's finished in gleaming enamel. It looks like beautifully painted clapboard, and it will keep its beauty for years. Wash it off with the garden hose, and it looks like new, stays like new. It can't rust or stain. It's fire resistant, rot proof, and it reflects radiant heat. Keeps your house much cooler in summer, warmer in winter. When you see an old, weather-beaten house transformed to dazzling and lasting beauty, remember, under that beautiful color, that's aluminum. Most likely, Reynolds aluminum. For it's the Reynolds Metals Company that supplies leading manufacturers of this aluminum siding. The Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum.
I made a mistake this time, dearie, but the city doesn't do so well themselves.
Huh?
There's a terrible big hole in the pavement down on 14th Street.
There is?
Right near where I picked up that iron thing.
Is it about the size of the cover that you...
Say, that's an idea. They could use that thing I brought home to cover that hole with, McGee. I think I'll call up the mayor and suggest it.
No, Tootsie, no. They'll think of it.
They will?
Yes. Yeah.
Good night, all.
The Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, Elvie Allman, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Don't forget to see Mr. Peepers starring Wally Cox on NBC Television Sunday night. Also brought to you by Reynolds Aluminum. And be sure to be with us again next Tuesday night. By the way, all of us here in Wistful Vista want to salute the 2 million Girl Scouts of the United States as they celebrate their 41st birthday week. May there be many more for this fine organization. Good night.
Tonight, play Two for the Money with Herb Schreiner on NBC.